These children could wipe us off the map in 1 hour. Hot on the synapses of the other two came a third thought, which said, "It's only clothes, for goodness sake. You're beginning to take it all seriously." The group from Ephebe were more sensibly dressed in white togas. They had a certain sameness about them, as if somewhere in that country there was a little press that stamped out small bald men with curly white beards. The two parties halted before the throne and bowed. "Hello," said Tepic. "His Greatness the King Tepikaimon the 28th, Lord of the Heavens, Charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, Steersman of the Bark of the Sun, Guardian of the Secret Knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, Keeper of the Way, the Flail of Mercy, the High-Born One, the Never-Dying King, bids you welcome and commands you to take wine with him," said Dios, clapping his hands for a butler. "Oh, yes," said Tepic. "Do sit down, won't you?" "His Greatness the King Tepikaimon the 28th, Lord of the Heavens, Charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, Steersman of the Bark of the Sun, Guardian of the Secret Knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, Keeper of the Way, the Flail of Mercy, the High-Born One, the Never-Dying King, commands you to be seated," said Dios. Tepic racked his brains for a suitable speech. He'd heard plenty in Ankh Morpork. They were probably the same the whole world over. "I'm sure we shall get on. His Greatness the King Tepikaimon the 28th, Lord of the Heavens, Charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, Steersman of the Bark of the Sun, Guardian of the Secret Knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, Keeper of the Way, the Flail of Mercy, the High-Born One, the Never-Dying King, bids you hearken," Dios boomed.
Long history of friendship.
"Hearken to the wisdom of His Greatness the King Tepikaimon the 28th, Lord of the Heavens, Charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, Steersman of the Bark of the Sun, Guardian of the Secret Knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, Keeper of the Way, the Flail of Mercy, the High-Born One, the Never-Dying King." The echoes died away.
Could I have a word with you a moment, Dios?"
The High Priest leaned down.
"Is all this necessary?"
hissed Tepic. Dios's aquiline features took on the wooden expression of one who is wrestling with an unfamiliar concept.
"Of course, sire. It is traditional," he said at last. "I thought I was supposed to talk to these people, you know, about boundaries and trade and so on. I've been doing a lot of thinking about it, and I've got several ideas. I mean, it's going to be a little difficult if you're going to keep shouting."
Dios gave him a polite smile.
"Oh, no, sire. That has all been sorted out, sire. I met with them this morning."
"What am I supposed to do, then?" Dios made a slight circling motion with one hand.
"Just as you wish, sire. It is normal to smile a little and put them at their ease."
"Is that all?"
"Sire could ask them whether they enjoy being diplomats, sire," said Dios.
He met Tepic's glare with eyes as expressionless as mirrors.
"I am the king," Tepic hissed. "Certainly, sire. It would not do to sully the office with mere matters of leaden state, sire. Tomorrow, sire, you will be holding Supreme Court. A very fit office for a monarch, sire."
Yes. It was quite complicated. Tepic listened carefully to the case, which was alleged cattle theft, compounded by Djeli's onion-layered land laws. This is what it should all be about, he thought. No one else can work out who owns the bloody ox. This is the sort of thing kings have to do. Now let's see, 5 years ago he sold the ox to him, but as it turned out... He looked from the face of one worried farmer to the other. They were both clutching their ragged straw hats close to their chests, and both of them wore the paralysed wooden expressions of simple men who, in pursuit of their parochial disagreement, now found themselves on a marble floor in a great room with their god enthroned before their very eyes. Tepic didn't doubt that either one would cheerfully give up all rights to the wretched creature in exchange for being 10 miles away. "It's a fairly mature ox," he thought. "Time it was slaughtered. Even if it's his, it's been fattening on his neighbour's land all these years. Half of each would be about right. They're really going to remember this judgment." He raised the sickle of justice.
His greatness, the King Tepikaimon, the 28th Lord of the Heavens, charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, steersman of the Bark of the Sun, guardian of the secret knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, keeper of the way.